It's episode 169 of the Hodge Podge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm not Alan. Shit. Whoops.
We're going to talk about it.
Sorry. Dirty A.
As the name suggests, we're going to talk about Hodge Podge topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
No, we're not. We're talking about one thing.
Okay, fine. You can reach us in this episode. Matt King's back.
Yeah.
To discuss Ant-Man.
And the Wasp.
And the Wasp. You can reach us at the Hodgepodge Podcast at gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com. Look for us on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe, or head on over to Facebook, search for the Hodgepodge Podcast.
And like our page.
And like our page. Dirty A couldn't make it today, so we're soldiering on without him.
We are.
Which is too bad, because I actually wanted his take on this movie, because he was not a fan.
Yeah, I didn't get the sense that he liked it.
I think we liked it way more than he did.
Yeah, I mean, unless I mistook the burning of effigy outside his house of Paul Rudd.
I don't think he would ever do that. No. He loves Paul Rudd too much.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, some critics.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Apparently the Russos don't love Paul Rudd. Because he wasn't in Infinity War.
Well, neither was Hawkeye.
Exactly. So
everybody loves Hawkeye.
Everyone's like, I think his family's going to get dusted. I'm like, no, I don't want his family to get dusted. I want his family just to get killed so then they can do the Matt Fraction Hawkeye series after in Avengers 4.
Maybe they just don't come back from the Soul Stone.
Maybe. No, we're fine here. We're good.
We're good.
And he goes, oh.
It's no different from living on a farm in the middle of nowhere. Where do those kids go to school?
Who the fuck knows?
Nick Fury built him a school, too.
Yes. Yes, Nick Fury built them a school.
Okay.
Box office, Ant-Man was number one. Under projections, slightly. So now people are freaking out. Is this the end of Marvel? No, it's just because Incredibles was making a shit ton of money.
I don't think it's going to be the end of Marvel. I guess we'll wait and see.
This is kind of a case of Blade Runner a little bit. Like, the original Blade Runner was not a hit at all, and then they made the sequel, granted 30 some odd years later.
Yeah.
And then that didn't make any money either. So it's like, people are like, what happened to Ant-Man? It's like, well, the last one didn't make a ton of money either. So it's like, you know, so...
No.
The opening was better than the first one, so...
Yeah, I don't... I mean, it's one of the lowest performing series so far, anyway.
Yeah. You know why? No Edgar Wright. They could have gotten Baby Driver numbers.
So like a third of what they got. Yeah, that's too bad. Too bad. Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly doing Infinity War-esque,
well, of course,
box
not.
Office, but it's still going to make its money. I'm not worried about that.
I think it's Jurassic. I'm not Jurassic World. Although that did make money too this weekend, but it's Incredibles. Incredibles just it's been a quiet juggernaut. Like it's now the highest grossing animated film domestically of all time.
What's it up to?
It's like over 500 domestic, I think. I think I read that or heard that on Collider. So it's making a shit ton of money. And it's a great movie, so well deserved. A movie that's also making a shit ton of money around the world, at least, and is not deserved, is Jurassic World 2.
God.
If you listen to our last episode, you know why.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So... I actually had friends who, I guess they read my review. They didn't listen to the podcast, unfortunately, but they read my review, and these are people like...
Well, now they're your enemies.
I guess. Some people who, like, never comment on my stuff, and even they were like, yeah, this movie's not good. Like, you're right, this movie's a piece of shit.
I think it's just Colin Trevorrow buying up tickets.
I don't know. Like we said in the last episode, thank God that they got him off Star Wars.
Yeah.
Dirty A is very happy because Carrie Russell has been cast in episode 9 for Star Wars. J.J. Abrams is going back to his bench and bringing in Carrie Russell.
She's filling in for Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, she's Princess Leia.
She's Princess Leia.
She's the new Princess Leia. Yeah. And she will soon join with Alden Ehrenreich and the new Luke that they'll cast eventually.
Yeah.
they're gonna do a Thanos type thing and wipe out the whole timeline so they could just redo Star Wars.
Darth Vader's gonna come back, snap.
Because that's the only thing they have left.
Yeah. The Infinity Force lightsaber.
The last time J.J. Abrams and Kerry Russell worked together was Mission Impossible 3, and he was also a producer on Felicity, so he is kind of like one of the people responsible for like discovering her, I guess. Because that was her first thing, I think. Her first major thing, at least, I think. Unless she was a Disney kid or something like that, I don't know.
Not to my knowledge, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's interesting. What else is going on?
Movie-wise, Captain Marvel wrapped.
Oh, yeah. Captain Marvel wrapped just the other day.
Yep.
And so people are getting excited. Hopefully, they're wondering if there's going to be a trailer coming. Not at Comic-Con, because Marvel won't be there. What is that? No. Next weekend?
I don't even...
I think it is next weekend.
Is it?
The weekend of the 20th?
Yeah. I think they're doing a Deadpool 2 screening instead of the Marvel panel.
Yeah, I heard that. They're doing the extended screening, which will be on the DVD, Blu-ray, and... details came out for that,
yeah.
Which is surprising because have they put out details yet for the Infinity War DVD yet?
Yeah, it'll be out end of this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's coming a lot sooner than expected.
Jesus, I would have expected September at least.
No.
Wow.
I think digital at the end of the month and then Blu-ray like in 2 weeks later or something like that.
Jesus, isn't it still making money at the theater?
Yeah.
I guess Black Panther did that too. But Black Panther came out...
February.
That came out in February, but the DVD came out in...
like a month ago.
Yeah, something like that.
A little over a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty quick.
That's quick, but it's still like 4 months or so. This is like... the summer's not even over yet. Jesus.
Yeah.
And then all the movie studios bitch are like, we don't like how Netflix does it, where it's day and date. It's like, fuck you. It's like, you're almost there. It's like, you're almost there. Just put out the Blu-ray. Because P.S., a $30 Blu-ray is more expensive than a $12 ticket.
Yeah.
You'll make more money. And people will pay it. Because we're idiots. What else is going on? Oh, they released the title for John Wick 3. Ooh.
I don't even...
Parabola, I think.
What?
I think it's what it is.
So it goes John Wick Chapter 2, and then Parabola?
John Wick 3, Parabola.
I
think it's something like that. Parabellum, maybe? I don't know. I forget what it's called.
Cerebellum.
Yes. Who cares? The movie's going to be stupid.
Yeah, I never saw the second one.
You still haven't seen the second one?
No. I have no desire.
I mean, it's a fun movie. I mean, it's, you know...
it's like the Kingsman sequel. I don't care.
Yeah, Kingsman... well, the Kingsman sequel... I mean, the first John Wick's better, I think, obviously, but...
well, yeah.
And same with Kingsman, but... Kingsman sequel, it's the same thing. It was fun, but it was just, you know, whatever.
I mean, as soon as I saw Colin Firth in the trailer, I was like, no.
Yeah, that was... yeah, it was kind of ridiculous why he was in it.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's stupid.
Yeah, they shot him in the face.
Yeah. That dude's dead. Leave him alone.
DC is... I've been seeing some ads for their streaming service. That shit's going to have everything on it. It's going to have all the movies, like even like the old movies, like Christopher Reeve and, you know, Batman 89. I'm guessing the Nolan movies will be on there.
Mm.
They're going to have HD Batman the Animated Series. And then all these... TV shows they're starting to put together. Titans is the first one, but they're not showing anything of Titans at Comic-Con, which is surprising. I would have thought they would have shown at least the first episode.
Yeah.
They're going to do Swamp Thing. They're doing a Harley animated series, and they're doing Young Justice Season 3, I think.
Okay.
Which... oh, and they're doing Doom Patrol, too, which is a spin-off of Titans.
Yeah.
So, they're going all in on this. I don't know. I mean, DC does well with their TV stuff, so it could be good. It could all be good, hopefully, maybe. We'll see.
Are they doing taking the CW stuff off of Netflix?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
Better watch Arrow now, or Flash.
Yeah.
I mean, my problem is there's just too much shit to watch.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we just got around to watching Luke Cage, the first episode of the new season. Still haven't watched Jessica Jones.
Nope. I may not. I mean, I just heard such bad things about it.
I'll probably still watch it, though. Because I like her.
Every single person I talked to, it was like, it was a slog. They made it through, they were like, it was a slog. Like, just... It's tough to get through.
Did they try and binge it, or...
I don't think so. I mean, I think that was part of the problem. It was so boring that they couldn't just sit there and watch it. Which is too bad.
See? It's what you get for putting women in charge of it. It's what you get.
Did I read somewhere the other day that Ike Perlmutter is still somewhat involved in the TV side of things?
He might be.
He's just banned from the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't do the movies because Kevin Feige reports directly to Bob Iger now.
Yeah.
That's stupid. That guy's got to go.
Yeah. It was interesting, like, reading all the shit that he was responsible for.
Yeah.
Basically, anything negative behind the scenes, Ike had his hand in it.
Right.
The Edgar Wright thing, Patty Jenkins, no toys being produced of female heroes. The guy's a piece of shit. So.
Yeah.
the creative committee. That was his little baby. And which got destroyed as soon as he left.
Well, I think that might have been good in the beginning just to get traction. I think Bendis was in that, wasn't he?
They had a couple, like, creators in there. But they had so much sway over the movies that it was driving... Or it was, like, angering some people and driving others away. And,
right.
That is no more.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, I think it was time to get rid of it, but I think initially it was probably a good idea to have it, especially with how shoddy some comic book movies are. I mean, because nobody knew Iron Man was going to be a hit, and to be honest, they were admittedly working on the script still while they were filming the fucking thing.
They didn't have a script.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Bridges was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they just wrote it every day.
So, you know, I don't know.
Well, good riddance to that guy, because he seems like a total ass.
Yeah.
And Marvel's doing okay without him. I think I saw somewhere today that Phase 3 is probably going to gross more money than 1 and 2 combined.
Probably. I mean, with... you had Civil War, and now Infinity War, and Black Panther.
Yeah.
And Iron Man... No, Iron Man 3 was Phase 2.
Yeah, they each had $3 billion movies, but Phase 3 has had one $2 billion movie. And then Black Panther beat Iron Man 3.
Right. And then, you know, the Thor movie did better. And
yeah.
Doctor Strange, we don't talk about that. But
and Civil War made a shitload.
Yeah, All right, let's talk about this turkey Ant-Man.
Yeah, Los Ant-Man.
Peyton Reed, who took over from Edgar Wright on the first Ant-Man, is now fully in the driver's seat as the director on Ant-Man and the Wasp. And the script was kind of a hodgepodge of writers. I know Peyton Reed had his take on it. Paul Rudd was involved.
Did McKay come back on this one?
I don't know.
Because he was on the first one.
I don't know. I know who wasn't involved. Edgar Wright. He wasn't involved at all.
He wasn't a member of the writing crew.
On this one.
Yeah, I don't think they listed him as exec producer on this one.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's how the theme song goes.
It's close.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Aunt May and the Wasp.
Did you just say Aunt May?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris McKenna. Eric Summers. And... and Paul Rudd, Andrew Barr,
sure,
and Gabriel Ferrari,
sure.
So
Peyton so not Reed, Adam McKay.
No. Peyton Reed was not listed as one of the writers, but I think he had his own idea thrown in there. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the story about Captain Marvel, and there's like 7 credited writers on that screenplay. I'm like, I just hope that doesn't mean it's going to be a mess. But anyway, so Ant-Man and the Wasp takes place kind of in between Civil War and Infinity War. And Ant-Man, Scott Lang, played by Paul Rudd, is on house arrest because of his actions in Germany in Civil War. And he is on the outs with Hope Van Dyne, played by Evangeline Lilly, and Hank Pym, played by Michael Douglas, because he basically stole the Ant-Man suit to go help Captain America. Didn't ask them, and they're not happy about it. And now, because of his actions, now they're on the run, too, because the government, with the Sokovia Accords, is trying to control everything.
Yeah.
I kind of don't understand how that works for them.
What do you mean?
Because the Sokovia Accords was more about the superheroes. And if they're not actively doing anything, I don't know why they would want to come after them.
Probably because they think they're aiding and abetting
okay.
a fugitive.
All right. There's this... so what they're trying to do, Hank and Hope are trying to build a space bridge to Cybertron.
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, different yep. movie. And they're trying to build a... device that will take them into the quantum realm, which is where Ant-Man went last at the end of the last movie. And they're trying to find Janet Van Dyne, Hope's mother, who is played by Michelle Pfeiffer,
mm-hmm.
sort of. And and they are dealing with black market tech, which Walt Goggins is involved with that. And then there's also this other character named Ghost who wants the device as well. Played by Hannah John Kamen.
Yep.
Yes. Got her name right. And eventually Scott has to come and help them and tra-la-la-la-la. Michael Pena's back and... T.I. and the other guy, I can't remember his name,
yeah.
the Russian guy,
yeah,
who was in Dark Knight.
Yes, he was.
He's the guy that Two-Face kidnaps and tries mm-hmm. to make him talk.
Yeah.
Ant-Man the Wasp should be called Wasp and Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Because she is much cooler than he is.
Well, the first movie should have been called Wasp.
Yeah, exactly.
And this one should have been called Wasp and the Ant-Man.
It should have been, yeah. Yeah, Evangeline Lilly is really, really good in this. And, I mean, and Ant-Man, Scott, has his story as well, which is important. He's trying to toe the line so that he can, you know, be with his daughter and all this stuff. And
yeah.
he and Michael Pena, Luis, they've opened up a security firm. And so they're trying to get that off the ground and everything. And he's just like a few days away from... being off his house arrest.
Yeah.
Randall Park plays the FBI agent who's assigned to him.
Jimmy Woo.
And basically he's comic relief in this. He's kind of a hapless guy. And it's a lot like the first one. It's a lot of fun. It's really funny. I thought the first one was funnier personally.
But
I would say
I think this was a better movie. I think the first one was funnier.
Yeah. See, I mean, the issues I had with it is that I liked... Oh, and Lawrence Fishburne's in this too as Goliath. The issues I had with this were... I kind of agree with Dirty A a little bit that the villain, I like what they did with her, like her motivation and stuff like that. So, like, she was kind of like a Killmonger a little bit, you know, kind of like in that gray area. But I didn't think she was a very strong... She wasn't nearly as strong a villain as Killmonger.
No, no, not at all.
I think I would have enjoyed this movie better if they had gone completely... made a complete left turn, kind of like Doctor Strange, and made it so weird. And it was about them exploring the quantum realm and trying to find Janet. Whereas, I mean, spoiler alert, but they don't find her until like the last 15 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Pfeiffer's barely in this. That's why I said she's sort of in. She sort of plays her. She's barely in this. Yeah. And I think it would have been so much better if they had... Or split them. Had Hank go in there much, much earlier in the movie. And while he's exploring the quantum realm, then the two of them have to deal with... Because you have to keep Ant-Man and the Wasp together because of the title of the movie, you know. And had them do their whatever. And if you want to have Ghost come in and whatever, you know, fine. And maybe they get the lab and all that kind of stuff. And you could do that. I just felt it was a little too... I don't know. I just felt the story could have been stronger. I felt the script could have been stronger.
Yeah, for sure. It's just... you know, I had no expectations of this movie because I feel like the Ant-Man franchise is kind of this outlier in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's almost like the redheaded stepchild.
Well, I mean, I don't mean it in a negative way.
Right.
It's just, you know, it has its little niche. And
right.
It's like the lighthearted comedy, family-friendly movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what this movie was.
Yeah.
There's no... It's. I mean, it was a little bit refreshing in that the stakes were not some sort of, you know, universe wide.
Oh no! Yeah, totally, totally. It's like Spider-Man. That's
it's
why.
A very self-contained little story.
Right.
It takes place over 3 days.
Right.
You know, if something goes wrong, the world doesn't end.
Right.
It's basically just, you know, a family trying to be reunited, basically.
Right.
And so, in that respect, it succeeds. It's not, you know, one of the greatest Marvel movies by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not.
It's definitely lower tier, but it's not a bad movie at all. It's still funny.
No, yeah, it's not bad.
It's just not, the story's not going to knock your socks off. There are very few twists and turns.
Yeah,
It's just a straightforward action comedy.
Yeah.
So.
And that's kind of, like, because they took so many chances with Phase 3, with Infinity War, and I wouldn't say Black Panther was really a risk, but maybe, I guess. I mean,
well, I mean, in terms of having, you know, a non-white lead character, you know, lead franchise
that's
character.
That's true.
And
I mean, I guess I don't feel that way just because, as a comic book fan, I know how important he is to the comic books and everything.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's like, of course you're going to make a Black Panther movie, duh.
I think it took risks in what the movie said.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Totally, it did. It did. And, of course, Thor Ragnarok, which was a complete deviation from what the previous two Thor movies have been.
Yeah.
And Doctor Strange, because of all the, I mean, even though I didn't think it was my favorite, with all the visuals and stuff like that, it did go a little.
Yeah, the visuals were the best part of that movie.
It did go a little wacky. So I think they took a lot of risks, and of course, the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So I felt like Ant-Man could have just done... I wanted to see more of the Quantum Realm. Like, I thought that was cool when he was down there, and those big bears or whatever they were, and they're like, ooh, and then he's like, ooh. I thought that would have been more interesting. I also, my other issue, and we talked about this after we saw it, was that I thought the tech... I don't know how to explain this. It's almost like it was too easy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I expected, like, that machine to be kind of, like, janky because they're on the run and all this kind of stuff. And everything's like, they go to Walt Goggins and, like, he has the perfect piece that fits perfectly into the hole. And it's like, I'm like, what? It's like, how are these plans just floating around all over the place? And people's like, oh, yeah, I'm building a quantum realm, a bridge over here.
Yeah.
Aren't you? It's like, you know, everything.
They kind of make fun of it, though.
Like, I guess.
At one point, Paul Rudd's like, do you just put the word quantum in front of everything?
Yeah, right, exactly. But it's like, it just felt, it just felt like too easy. I don't know how to explain. Like in Iron Man, like when he starts talking about the tech and all that kind of stuff, it carries. I don't know. It carries more weight. Maybe it's just the way it was written something like that.
That sort of tech is easier to believe, I think, because it's more mechanical.
Right.
Sort of like the kind of engineering we could sort of wrap our heads around.
But even when he and Bruce Banner are talking about stuff in Avengers and stuff like that, it's like, you know, I'm like, wait, what, huh?
Yeah, but they're referencing like real science most of the time.
Right.
Whereas Pym Particles is like,
it's, you know. It's magic. It's magic.
Basically. I mean, they gave magic. Like a 2-second, you know, explanation of it in the first one.
Right.
Like, that he changes the distance between molecules and increases density. And that's it. That's all you get.
Right.
And then it just does, you know, there's no explanation of why, you know, where the boundaries of whatever it is that you're trying to shrink begin and end, you know.
And that's the other thing, too. When they're in the car, and then they shrink the car. And I was like, well, wouldn't the car just shrink around them and crush them? Why do they shrink when they're in the car?
I mean, I don't know. That didn't bother me.
I mean, it wasn't really bothering me. It just like, in the back of my mind, I'm just like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm just like, what are you doing? It's like, because the whole point of Ant-Man was that he had to have the suit to do the thing. And then they're in the car. And she's got a suit on, but Luis doesn't have a suit on.
No. But they did show that they're, I mean, it does, you don't have to have the suit to shrink and grow. You can have those little discs.
That's true, but I don't know. I just would have liked a minor explanation of somebody, like, I don't know, even if Paul Rudd was like in the car and said, whoa, how'd that work? You know, it's like, how could we do that? You know, just a quick, like, one sentence thing, just like, oh, because of the flim-flam device. Oh, the flim-flam device. Okay. And I would have said, all right, that's bullshit, but okay, at least you explained it. But I was just like, I don't understand. Like, it would have been funnier if the car went, ah! Oh, I'm sorry, Luis.
Yeah.
Like when the Transformers pick up somebody, they start transforming. Oh, God!
Yeah.
It's like,
they're dead.
You're tearing my limbs out! Sorry.
Yeah.
Kill all humans.
Yeah, they don't really explain it.
They don't.
Which, you know, whatever. I'm okay with it being magic. you know, shit in Doctor Strange wasn't explained either. It's all magic.
But that's magic. So it's different. This is supposed to be science.
Yeah. You just don't understand Pym.
I guess.
Pym particles. They can do anything.
They change something when he gets big and he's in the bay and he gets big. He in the commercial or something like that, I saw a commercial or something like that, and he's like, ha ha, I'm gonna eat you, and he's like, I'm only kidding. Yeah. They didn't do that in the movie. I was like, that's what would have been hilarious.
No. But they did put a post-credit scene in the trailer for this.
They did. They did.
For the first time ever.
They did. It's no big deal because it's a funny one, but it's...
Yeah, it would be the equivalent of putting the cat PSA in the very end cat PSA in the trailer. You know, like patience.
Or the one with Thor, the Dark World.
Yeah.
It's just that creature
running around,
bounding around. Yeah. If they had done that, same thing. So that might give you an idea of what that is. The other post-credit scene is pretty much what everybody is expecting. Although, perhaps not totally what they were expecting.
Yeah, I mean, we're in spoiler territory now, right?
I mean, if you want to.
Might as well. We've talked a little bit about... I mean, we knew somebody was going to get dusted. We assumed it was going to be Wasp.
Wasp, yeah, because she's not in that concept art.
In the concept art. I did not expect both Janet and Hank to also be dusted.
Welcome back. Poof. Ah, shit.
Yeah, somebody did a meme. It was like, spent 30 years as a speck of dust, got turned into a speck of dust as soon as she got back to...
Like, what I would have liked to have seen, like, with her, because I just remember what I was thinking about earlier in the week, is that I would have liked her to come back... And then they have to deal with her. Not that I don't want to turn her into like a Phoenix type character because I don't want her to turn bad or something like that. But they have to deal with her because she's changed because she's been there so long. I would have liked to see more something like along those lines. More about the family and all that kind of crap and how she's trying to reintegrate into life than just, I'm Walt Goggins and I'm trying to steal this lab. And I'm just like, hey, go away.
Yeah.
I think that would have worked better. It would have been a better story, I think. Would have been different. Or is this when they were trying to keep the heist thing going? But it's like, but they're not really stealing anything, so what are we doing?
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, the other thing about the post credit scene is that Scott is stuck in the quantum realm.
Yeah.
Now, I know they say he's stuck, but I mean, he did get out before, so he might be able to just get out no problem. But
yeah, and he went down there to get the
energy for Ghost.
Yeah, healing juice.
Right. Talk about magic. No. Oh, I had to go find the old lady Impa in the cave, and so I can buy the red potion. You can drink it twice.
Well, at least the quantum realm it makes sense.
The what?
In the quantum realm, it makes sense. A little more sense, anyway. Right. They're like, that shit is, you know, magic anyway. Like, we don't know what happens in the quantum realm.
Right.
People that go there come back weird, you know.
Right.
Somehow, Jane of Endine has powers.
Yeah. Like,
beyond the shrinking, growing thing.
Yeah.
Some sort of mental powers she's got going on. So he's clearly going to come back. He's not stuck there forever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, well, because, I mean...
We've seen it in
set photos from Avengers 4. You know, he's in it.
But that will, I think that's the key to Avengers 4. Like, the plot to Avengers 4 is going to...
I think it may also be the key to the Fox universe. I'm not saying that they would...
Oh, ultimately, yeah.
...carry them all over, but they might... There might be a tear in the quantum realm or something, and that's how the Fantastic Four come through. And,
yeah.
Because I've heard people say that... Well, it might have been on Heroes or some of them, Collider, that they were thinking that the quantum realm, they might turn into this version of the negative zone. And maybe that's how the Fantastic Four get into it. But they could also do the whole thing of... the whole thing that they were in the 60s or whatever, and then they got lost and now they're back or whatever. Maybe not the 60s, but, you know, the 80s or whatever.
Well, the multiverse will tie into this somehow. Because I feel like that's where they're going with Avengers 4, is this multiverse idea. But maybe the quantum realm is the way, you know, the path to get to the multiverse.
Like, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, because time works oddly there, and there was some talk in here about, like, if you don't get back, like, it'll be 100 years before, like, when they were trying to find Janet at the very end, they had, like, a time limit.
Right, because then the thing will shift, and then the coordinates won't be right.
Yeah.
But she found him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like it was a little bit like Inception time. You know, like...
Yeah.
You know,
the further you go down, the slower time goes.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm just really... I mean, I wasn't expecting anything about Captain Marvel in this movie, post-credit scene or like that, because she has no connection to him at all. But I am...
I heard it interesting, like... it was more of a theory. There's no basis for it in what we've seen from Captain Marvel's behind the scenes or anything. But somebody was like, what if the Kree Skull War took place in the 90s? And nobody knew about it except for Nick Fury, Captain Marvel. And that part of the resolution to the Kree Skull War was that nobody could go back to Earth. Like, Earth could no longer be... Like, no Skrull was allowed there, no Kree was allowed there. And since Miss Marvel is part Kree, she's also part of this. Like,
maybe.
And that's why she's been gone since the 90s.
Maybe.
Like, she was not allowed as part of the resolution, you know, to end the war.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
It would explain where she's been, but you could also explain it by, you know, the Kree planets are a long way away. It takes a long time to get there.
So, yeah. Or maybe she just liked being out there.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe something will happen. I mean, I know she's a pilot. Maybe something will happen that she can't be a pilot or something like that anymore or something like that. And then she's like, oh, well, out here I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely like for them to have her be a Starbuck type character in that movie. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I'm really curious to see what it's like.
I can't wait. I love that character. And Wasp is also one of my favorite Marvel characters, and so I've really been looking forward to this movie just to see her, not necessarily the movie itself, but right. I thought Wasp was great.
Yeah, she was really good.
They've got her powers down. She looks cool. Evangeline Lilly is great. I just want to see her. I want the next step to be her more integrated in the Avengers and yeah. to become part of it.
Well, it depends on what. I mean, she said in an interview, she's in it. I mean, she's in that movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much it's going to. It all depends on what they do.
Like, I just mean in the future. Like, I don't want this to be. I don't want her to be confined to this franchise. Like, I want her.
Oh, I don't think she will.
To be a part of. You know, I think they may be moving towards A-Force, which would be awesome if they did that. That would be great. And do, you know, with like Wasp and Captain Marvel, and, you know, they could throw She-Hulk in there. And,
yeah.
Widow and Gamora, who I'm sure is still alive. And, you know,
yeah.
They have enough people.
Yeah, it's probably more likely that she's going to end up being alive. Probably.
Yeah.
Which is shitty, because that's the one that should have stuck. That and Loki. Those two should have stuck.
I think Loki for sure should stick. Gamora, you can make the argument that the Soul Stone took her soul as a payment, basically.
Yeah.
And that her soul is alive, like everybody else's soul is going to be alive.
Right.
Soul Stone. And if they can get everybody else out, stands to reason they could get Gamora out as well.
Yeah.
Loki should be dead.
Yeah. I can't see James Gunn doing a third one without her. And he finished the script on that, too.
Yeah.
He turned in the script.
Yep.
And that's going to start shooting. Spider-Man starts shooting.
It's already shooting.
Is it shooting now? Mm-hmm. I thought it was shooting, like, next week or something.
No, they already started.
And that's called Far From Home.
Yeah.
And, that Boss Logic poster was cool as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a poster. This artist, Boss Logic, is on Twitter and Instagram, I guess, and does these fake, I guess you'll call them fake, promotional posters for the Marvel movies and all kinds of stuff. Not just Marvel, but he does all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And the one that he did for Spider-Man Far From Home is that Spider-Man's on a different planet and he's looking up and you can see Earth in the sky, and then the symbiote is forming around him, which is cool as shit. That would be awesome if they did that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But would they do that? Because with Venom and all that shit.
Yeah, who knows? Like, maybe they're explaining that movie away with the multiverse.
Maybe.
Like, in that universe, he wasn't created by Spider-Man. Or
yeah.
Something. I don't know. Who knows?
Do we know for sure that Kraven is getting a movie? Or is Kraven going to be in this new Spider-Man movie?
I haven't heard anything about Kraven.
I thought on Heroes they were talking. They kept on bringing up Kraven. I'm just like, are they doing a Kraven movie? Are they doing something with Kraven? And
no.
Just maybe,
Mysterio.
Maybe it was Sony, or I don't know. But that would be stupid if they don't have Spider-Man.
Oh, I'm sure Sony's like, we're going to do a Kraven spinoff movie.
Which you can't do.
No, they're dumb. They're idiots. They think they can just make all these spin-off movies from, you know, Spider-Man side stories that, you know, nobody's going to go to these things.
No.
They're not.
Venom, maybe. People will go see Venom, but not as many as they think are going to go see Venom.
Yeah.
Because the general public doesn't know who Venom is. They don't know.
I mean, he's a popular character. It's just he hasn't been done well.
For yet. Comic nerds. I mean, he's a popular character for comic nerds.
Yeah, I mean, he's at least recognizable.
Yeah.
People may not know the story behind him.
Right.
But they know he's Spider-Man related, except if you're this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he's going to... I mean, because they didn't really show his torso. I guess it's going to be just...
They did not. So we don't know if he's
going to have... If he's going to have the Spider logo on it, or if it's all black.
Yeah.
Weird. That movie's going to be weird. When is that, October?
I don't know. Was it this year?
Oh, yeah, it's this year.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
I think it's October. October, early October, I think. Good luck, Wiggum.
Your boss is evil.
Your boss is evil.
Yeah.
I will say the coolest part is when he fucking lashes out those guys. He goes, "We shouldn't have done that." I was like, "That's cool." To show Tom Hardy losing his mind.
Yeah,
I mean he'll be good in it. I think it's just that I'm just
I'm not worried about him. I'm just
the script
like,
is
everything
terrible.
Else looks really bad.
Yeah, I mean Venom looks good.
Yeah, they got the design right. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
From the head up, anyway.
Yeah. The tongue's long enough.
Yeah. What's up?
The best was Louise's story when they're all Evangeline Lilly and Paul Rudd, and they're all he's doing the voice for all of them.
Yeah.
And he has that long ass hair and goes, "What's up? My name's Luis. We're gonna be best friends." Yeah.
Yeah, the cast was talking about that, like whether or not they listened to him saying it on set while they were doing that that scene, or if they just mouthed the words themselves.
And mm-hmm.
I think most of them said they listened to it while they were mouthing the words and tried to be kind of like Pena.
Oh, well, you can see Evangeline Lilly's face when she's like, oh, da, da, da.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, it's an expression that Wasp would never make ever. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's really really funny. Yeah,
yeah. Back to my point, I want her to be in Avengers.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Ant-Man can stay in his own little universe. Pun not really intended. But I want her because she's way more capable.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Than Scott Lang.
Yeah.
And is a way better fit for the team.
Yeah.
So, I want her to keep going, and we'll see.
Who's going to be on that team?
The new Avengers?
Yeah.
Strange, Panther, Captain Marvel, hopefully Wasp. Maybe New Vision.
Yeah. I mean, Scarlet Witch, I guess.
Scarlet Witch. I mean, it's still a powerful team.
Oh, no, I know that. It's just that, you know, I don't know. I just... One of those guys has got to become Captain America, I guess. I just can't see you having an Avengers team without Captain America. Iron Man, whatever. Thor, whatever. I just can't see you doing one without Captain America. Hulk, I could care less about because... Although I've liked the Hulk in the Avengers movies, he's not... He's been in the Avengers more in the movies than he ever was in the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
When he vanishes, it's okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
He'll come back in some other movie.
I mean, I think Captain Marvel makes Captain America redundant.
I guess.
I mean, because she's a military leader, tactician. I mean, so you've got, you know, the same type of character. In her. So I don't think you need a Captain America. Yeah, let them go do their own thing or just be dead, whatever comes out of Avengers 4.
Yeah.
But I think those people listed will probably be the new team. Oh, and Spider-Man.
And
I mean, that's a hell of a team.
And Wolverine,
yeah.
This is my friend, Logan. Actually, he's Carol Danvers' friend.
Yep.
Bumping Uglies with Brie Larson.
That's going to be the follow-up movie.
Yes.
Yep.
Bumping Uglies with Captain Marvel.
With Captain Marvel.
Starring Wolverine.
There is some hint that they're going to have her cat in this movie.
Oh, yeah?
Like that freaky-ass cat that she has in the comics.
I don't remember the cat.
Yeah. It's got some interdimensional cat. I don't know.
What? It,
yeah.
Just put Lockjaw in it.
I don't think they want any sort of memory.
Lockjaw was the best part.
Humans.
He was the best part.
I don't doubt that. Man, there's another one I have zero interest in seeing.
What? In humans?
In humans. No interest.
It's never going to happen. Not now. They're going to shelve that for a while.
No, I mean, it's canceled, but like I haven't seen any of it.
Anymore. Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
yeah.
I
have no desire.
No, I have no desire to see that either.
It looks awful.
Yeah. I mean, there's Cloak and Dagger, and then there's Runaways.
Cloak and Dagger is supposed to be good.
It is supposed to be good, yeah. But I'm just like...
So is Runaways. I haven't seen any of them.
I'm like, I got bad.
Yeah.
I said, watch Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, I mean, there's so much crap to watch.
Yeah.
Every time I go through Netflix, I'm like, I gotta watch that. I gotta watch that. I gotta watch that. I gotta watch that.
There's no time.
There's no time. There's no time.
We need The Matrix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Vote Matt King, and you'll get The Matrix.
Sure.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fabulous. It's gonna be the greatest Matrix you've ever seen.
Yeah. Make America virtual again.
It's gonna be cyber. It's all cyber.
You're all gonna be batteries. It's gonna be great.
It's all cyber. Yeah. Everything's cyber. I know you know what that word means.
I'm musical. I have a music. Elton John.
Oh God! Please stop. So that'll do it for this episode of the Hodgepodge Podcast. Thanks to Matt for stopping by.
You are welcome.
And go see Ant-Man and the Wasp. And go see Incredibles 2. For the record, continue to not seeing Jurassic World 2.
And ask for your money back if you can. If they allow it.
If they allow it.
Yeah.
If you want to see a rated R movie, go see Sicario 2. It's not as good as the first one, but it scratches that itch of mass... dark, violent movie.
Kind of like Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you want to see a nice movie that's heartwarming and good for all, go see Won't You Be My Neighbor, the Mr. Rogers documentary, which is great. I liked it a lot. So yeah, we'll see you next time, folks.
See you later.